fine, think you got good faith. Here, a little tip that I would like to relate. I said, man,
the fish. That's right. It's me and Leaf. Hey, Leaf.
Yo, Depp.
We're here for a little fishing report, folks.
You betcha.
And I know things are not wide open. I mean, steelhead season isn't back with us, but no. That does not mean there's not fishing out there, right?
You betcha. And if there's fishing, I'm going to find it.
I figured you would. What have you been finding?
Well, I guess start with the what the usual would be at this time of the year, and that's ice fishing. Mm-hmm. That's been pretty good. I haven't been out much myself, but I know the ice is firm back up with these temperatures kind of in general getting colder, especially at night. And I've had a lot of good reports from Patterson, from Leader. And we did get out there to Bonaparte, my friends Thomas and Corey and I.
No.
Didn't find that to be super thrilling, so at least I can let everybody know to kind of save their gas money and time.
Yeah, don't bother driving.
Yeah, I mean, it's always beautiful, and I might be wrong this week, you know, because that was weeks ago, but the ice fishing's been good, and it's stable again. The river, you know, still getting out there and doing a little bit of the white fishing on the upper Medhow.
You got out for them.
Yeah, you know, and I've been having fun, you know, picking these warmer, sunnier days to go out there and do that sometimes when I have some time off the ski hill. And, having a lot of fun, catching some fish and just having a good time opening my arm up to cast rather than cranking augers or shoveling or something like that. And also getting over to the Okanagan here and there. Got over there just the other day. Got into more fish there. And, really one of the keys to the Okanagan is to have that reservation license, because just like the Medhow, you're going to want to be on this side of the river for this hole, that side of the river for the next hole.
Yeah.
And so some of the holes I'm fishing there, it's really nice to not have to just be on one side of the river, especially if you're, you know, it's always grass is greener on the other side kind of thing, and the cast always looks better on the other side of the river if you can't go.
So maybe tell folks where they get a res license.
Right now, I think the only place you can get them anymore is at Walmart in Okanagan. I mean, Omak, but most likely you're headed that way because that's right there on the edge of the reservation. And that's a good segue into the other couple things that I am kind of recommending people check out and probably going to check out in the next couple weeks in Omak Lake and Rufus Woods.
Oh.
And, you know, it's about that time of the year for the late winter Lahontans. They're down there at about 20, 30 feet deep. And, you know, just taking in the beauty of those fish in that lake at this time of the year is always worth it. And you're probably going to see Omak Lake if you drive out of Omak on your way to the northwest side of Rufus Woods there, if you're heading towards the Pens and the Tim Ranch and some of the other upper Rufus Woods sites that you're going to need the reservation license to get to. And there again, you know, it'll really pay off for you because some big fish will be up in there. You can also access with your WDFW licenses on the east side of the river at the southern end of that Rufus Woods there down by Bridgeport.
Okay.
At the Chief Joe Dam there just up above. And I think they just made a cool new access point there too. And I know a few spots that I like in that that end of things too, if you're just using your WDFW license. And like I said, get out to those Omak Lake and Rufus at this time of the year. If you're just trying to, you know, beat the cabin fever, it's a lot of the time this time of the year it gets safe to take your boats down there, a little safer because the roads will start to be a little bit more bare more often. I know that's what a lot of people, including myself, wait for.
Kind of waiting for that,
it's about that time.
And it's so, and then also it sounds like Lahontans maybe back in our weekly broadcast there.
Yeah, I always love to get over there for those guys. And, and I know we've talked about that more than once, but it's just such a beautiful, peaceful place to fish for them. I know there's multiple places that you can find them, but that is definitely the preferred venue for me to be targeting them.
All right. Well, what else do you have to say to folks? Get out there on the ice, take the kids out.
Yeah, I guess that would be the thing, the big thing. Always get those kids out there. This is the prime time for taking them ice fishing. All these stores here in town have everything you need, the ice auger and the tiny poles, and it's very, you know, it's really relatively cheap.
Yeah.
And it's well worth your time. You can take a sled out there. If they get a little bored of ice fishing, they can kind of pull around the sled or maybe find a small hill and and sled until the fishing heats back up. Just bring them lots of hot chocolate, maybe make a fire. And,
oh, yeah.
And you guys could have some fun out there for
great,
sure.
Great memories for kids.
Absolutely. So, you know, if anybody needs some info on what's going on or any fishing trips or fishing tips or just want to book a trip, just check us out there at flyfishersproshop.com and you can see what we got going as far as our blog, or you can always feel free to email me at medhowfishingadventures@gmail.com or give me a call, 509-429-7298. And don't forget to get that fish on. Took him over to mama.